That's great.
So that's why I really love free improvisation, because I can explore, or in jazz in general, exploring all the different possible colors on the instrument. And as a woman having a higher voice, I can make different harmonies with the flute that may not have been done previously by a lot of the greats that have been men, because I have a higher voice, so I can make new sounds. And just like finding new textures and just that idea, like I said, of unlimited possibilities and weaving that into the continuum that's already been laid out before I got here. Just finding ways to connect to the past and the present and finding new spaces, finding a place where, you know, connecting. I like the relationship between the familiar and unknown, because I think when you bring people to a place where they're, you know, where they can connect to, then take them on a trip, there's more meaning rather than just like starting out there. But of course, because I always like to try so many different things, I might just start right out there and then bring you back later. But just that relationship between the familiar and unknown is something that I'm kind of fixated on with my work. I don't think jazz was ever intending to be mainstream. It just happened. I mean, it's in a lot of ways. So it wasn't like we want to be, you know, on top or the most popular. It was this was an honest expression, and it kind of took wildfire in America and then through the world. And I think the greatest power of the music is that people can bring who they are to it. It's an African-American art form, but people can bring who they are to it, and they can expand and bring new directions to the music from their, you know, if they bring their heritage and their ideas and their culture to it. We're starting to see more of that now than I think we've ever seen before, and I think that's exciting. I teach a class with like 200 students of jazz history, so, you know, a lot of those students didn't really know what jazz was until they take class, so hopefully they go and learn more about it. And, you know, I think everybody does their part, try to do their part in that way. I, as an artist, couldn't take the goal of trying to do that, because that's not really where my path is. I mean, my path is exploration and trying new things, and then if people are cool, like it, cool. If they don't, then oh well. You know, and I learn along the way. I think Robert Glasper is doing some really powerful things in terms of bringing popularity to music, because he's combining, you know, hip hop and, you know, real pop forms into bringing it in, you know, through the jazz concept. And a lot of other artists, you know, are taking what we consider our pop music and then filtering that through jazz, as it's been done from the beginning. So I think part of the problem is Clear Channel. No. I mean, you know, when you have a radio homogeny like that, I mean, that's the difference. I mean, when we had the earlier times, we had black radio stations, we had other radio stations, independent, you know, we have independent talk radio, but what other independent music radio do we really have other than the college stations, which usually don't have much, you know, whatever you call that, not broadband or whatever that's called. So that's why people don't really get to hear it, you know. And because the corporate, I guess the corporate structures have really squeezed us out.
Thank you to Nicole Mitchell for that talk about Afrofuturism, ending on a very apt observation that college, or as we call them up here, campus community radio stations are one of the few places playing music from an independent perspective. And I'll be right back to chat a little bit more, but we'll hear some music first. This is Dominique Fils Aimé with the title track from her record, Our Roots Run Deep.
Our roots run deep underground.
This is Bird Note. Like many native Hawaiian birds, the o'u is presumed to be extinct. It was a stout, secretive yellow and green honey creeper, seen for the last time in the late 80s. Sam O'Hugan was one of the last people to see an o'u back in 1988 when he took part in a Christmas bird count deep in the native forests on the island of Hawaii.
I remember that day. It was a miserable, wet, and cold day at elevations above 4,000 feet. And every 50 meters, we would stop and listen for a certain amount of time, observe whatever birds, write them down. And we were stopped at one of those stations, and we heard that call. And we looked at each other and could hardly believe it, right? Did you hear that? And then it was right above us, so we took our binoculars up, and we were lucky enough to see a ghostly silhouette in the gray drizzle. And that was the first time and the last time that I had ever heard o'u.
The sense of loss feels personal to Sam, but he also feels a sense of honor in carrying the bird's memory.
To have seen plants and birds and animals that are just not to be seen in common existence, that is a great privilege. I was so fortunate to be able to do that.
Sam and others are working to ensure that Hawaii's remaining endemic species stay with us so they can be more than just stories. For Bird Note, I'm Mark Bramhill.
Tomi by Okan from the record Okan Tomi. So two title tracks back to back. Before that, well, you heard Bird Note, but before that, you heard Our Roots Run Deep by Dominique Fils-Aimé. And now, here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, we are going to take a trip into the CJSF archives to find out what I, Jesse, found in the CJSF archives. And it is, I mentioned at the top of the show, a little more patriotic than you usually get from me, and that's because it is a compilation called the All Ska-Nadian Club, which features a Mountie skanking. If you're not aware, the dance you do to ska is called skanking. It looks about as ridiculous as it sounds, but that's part of the fun, I think. In high school, partly because I was in jazz and concert band and played the trumpet, I got very into ska, and it was my favorite kind of music until partway through my university career when I broadened my horizons, I guess. And I did not really realize at that time what Canada's ska scene was like or doing. I was late to the club. I was at the tail end of the third wave of ska. And yet, I knew about Stomp Records. Stomp Records was sort of the preeminent Canadian and then eventually sort of North American ska label for a time. And this record, the All Ska-Nadian Club, is the first ever release from Stomp Records, based out of Montreal, founded by members of the Planet Smashers, who were probably the preeminent Canadian ska band. And they put together this compilation to showcase the best of Canadian ska as of 1996, I believe, is when this came out. 1995. And on this is a track by the Two Ton Bowlers, who I had not heard of at all until actually the last year or so, when they released their 1994-5-6 record, re-released it, and I discovered that Spencer Krug of Wolf Parade, Sunset Rubdown, Frog Eyes, etc., Swan Lake fame, was in this band as a high schooler in Penticton. And so I have to play it for you, because if you're a Spencer Krug fan like me, this will be absolutely delightful. If you're a ska fan like me, this will be absolutely delightful. And if you're not, it might just be absolutely perplexing. And it is a bit of a time capsule, and like many songs written by high schoolers, this one is about status, and that's what it's called. So here we go. Two Ton Bowlers with a track called Status. Let's speak up.
S-T-A-T-U-S, baby.
S-T-A-T-U-S,
baby.
S-T-A-T-U-S,
baby.
Isn't that as fun now?
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Join the SFU SOCA, students of Caribbean and African ancestry, all throughout February for events in celebration of Black History Month. On February 1st, at the sub-social stage, from 3 to 5 p.m. is the kickoff ceremony with a focus theme of African Americans and the arts. On February 9th, games and movie night in the SOCA room in the Student Union Building, room 1430, on the first floor, from 6 to 10 p.m. February 16th, get your groove on with a dance workshop held in subroom 2410, second floor of the Student Union Building, from 6 to 8 p.m. And finally, February 24th, support SOCA in recognition of 30 years with a gala event held in the sub ballroom, fifth floor of the Student Union Building, from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. For more information, visit the SOCA Instagram at SFUSOCA or drop by their space in the Student Union Building, room 1430.
What you were doing to me.